And as we move into the 12th chapter, we see that this is just a continuation of the occasion where the people had come together at Gilgal. But now we're going to see that Samuel addresses the people, and since Saul now has been formally and officially and publicly anointed as king, the kingship has been renewed before the people. This is going to result in a very great diminishing of the office of Samuel. Samuel is now no more going to be the chief person in all the nation. He's now no more going to be the center of all the governmental activity of the nation. This is going to fall under the domain and dominion of Saul. And so Samuel rises up to the people and makes a speech here to, first of all, exonerate himself. He clears himself from all suspicion or all indication that he might have mismanaged anything, that he might have done anything wrong while this administration was in his hands. He also reminds them of the great things that God had done for them and for their fathers. And he sets before them the good and the evil, the blessing and the curse in their present situation. He again reminds them of the evil that they'd done in demanding to have a king, and he calls to God for thunder to verify that fact that this was a displeasing thing with God. And then in the end of the chapter, he encourages them with hopes that all should be well, verses 20 through 25. So this speech by Samuel in the 12th chapter of 1 Samuel is his farewell sermon to that great assembly at Gilgal, and it's also Saul's coronation sermon. We have here the beginning and the growth of one era, that of Israel having a king and being a kingdom, and the diminishing and the end of another era, that where Israel was governed by the judges, with Samuel being the last judge. So as we see this era of the judges come to an end, which has been over 300 years, it brings a certain amount of sadness. But yet as we see the introduction of the king and the kingdom, it also brings a certain amount of anticipation as to what is going to happen to this nation, which is the people of God. We're going to close at that point. Till next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying goodbye, friends.